May 21st, 2019.
In the Shulchan Aruch is there, if you have a non-kosher food, you're not allowed to eat it. If you swallow it down your throat, what if you just lick it and you taste it? So that's a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch. So if you stick your tongue out, taste it like that, if you have a tzorech, then there's more room to be mekel than if you put it in your mouth and you spit it out. Put it in your mouth, you may forget and swallow. But if just licking it on the outside, because in Shulchan Aruch they do talk about if you don't know if the animal has a gallbladder, and if it's missing the gallbladder, then it's a trefa. So it says you should lick some of the intestines to see if it tastes bitter. It tastes bitter, obviously, there was a gallbladder and it disappeared. Doesn't taste bitter, maybe there was no gallbladder, so it's a trefa. So they discuss it there. Sometimes you're allowed to lick trefa food if you stick your tongue out. If you don't put it in your mouth. Let's see. So we started Daf Pei Tesem, and now we got to Daf Pei Tesem. So let's just review again, just to keep in mind what we're talking about. There's a pasuk in Chumash, including pasuk in Achrei Mos, that says, "Ushmatem is mishmati levilti asus michukosa toivosayla." So what does mean "Ushmatem is mishmati"? So the Gemara has earlier on Daf, I think Chof Aleph. Yeah, right in the middle of Chof Aleph, and now the Gemara quotes from Vayikra chapter Yudches. That pasuk is the basis for the opening mishnah in Pirkei Avos. The non-shek nesav gadol hay mar mishlosh dvar. One of them is asay siyog latori. She make achokas and siyogim. So we know the chachamim were authorized to make achokas. So we know minatori you're permitted to carry the karmelis. Midrabban you're not permitted to. Minatori you're not allowed to write with your right hand on Shabbos. You write that the left hand is sloppy. So it's also midirabbanan. So on and so forth. Now, Torah, you're permitted to eat chicken cooked in milk, and midirabbanan, they prohibited basa b'chol of chicken and milk. Many, many, many gzeres midirabbanan. So here the Gemara has a shaila. Do the chachamim have the authority to tell you to violate something in the Torah? They're adding on a chumrah. Chicken and milk is mutam in the Torah. Midirabbanan, they asa. Do they have the authority to be oikadov in the Torah? So the Gemara is going to say, Maisim, we do. When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos, they tell us don't blow shofar. And when a gershon is gar ber Pesach, they tell him don't bring korban Pesach. Even though minatar is mochiv to bring korban Pesach. And if you wear a four-quarter garment made from linen, minatar you chayv to put in tzitzis with trelis and the whole works. And with the rabbanon they prohibit it, so they don't let you. They allow you to wear the garment without tzitzis. So the chachamim even have authority to make a gzera, which is akiras dov menatara. Not only asusiyog latara, yoika dov menatara. But the shayla was, the Gemara is going to say, yeah, that yoika dov menatara b'shevi al tasi. They tell you, don't do the mitzvah of blowing shofar. Don't fulfill the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis. There's no avera to put on a four-corner garment that doesn't have tzitzis. Once you put it on, there's a mitzvah put in tzitzis.
What are they afraid about that the gear brings the korban pesach?
Yeah, we'll have to learn when we get the tzaddik on the base. We'll have to discuss it. It's a simple. Rashi explains the whole story there. It's a mishnah psach. Yeah. So each case, there's a reason why. Yeah, but the Gemara says that's b'shevi al tasa. They tell you don't fulfill the mitzvah. Do they have authority to be oka dogman authority to tell you to violate an aver? So the Gemara is going to say, yeah, look, Eliyahu HaNavi Bahara Carmel. Eliyahu HaNavi lived in the days of the Bais Rishon, and there's an Issa Daraisa to Shech Karbonis outside of the Beis HaMikdash. And then he was trying to convince the whole Jewish people they should stop worshipping Avodah Zarah. They worshipped the Baal. So he said, he offered the Ovdi Avodah Zarah, the Nevi'ei Habal, he said, you bring a carbon to your Avodah Zarah, and I'll bring a carbon Lashemayim. And each one should bring the carbon, and don't put any flame, and let's see which God will send the flame in Hashemayim. So the Ovdi Habal, those, the Nevi'ei Habal, brought a carbon, and they kept on praying to their Avodah Zarah, and no fire came down from it. Then Eliyahu Navi shechted a carbon, it was chutz l'beis hamikdash, it was magdash carbon l'ashamayim, not l'abal. And then a miracle occurred, and then Eish yardim and Hashemayim, we got all the Jews to be chosen b'tshuva, they all screamed out, Hashem hu elokim, Hashem hu elokim. So the Gemara says, don't you see from the mice of Eliyahu Navi Bahar HaKarmel that it's permissible? Yesh kach lakor, afilu b'kum b'yaseh, shchuti chutz is an isa koris. Don't you see the chachamim? That's from the Gemara would appear that the Maisa with Eliyahu Navi was not that he said Benavua. He wasn't told Benavua that he should bring the Korban Bachutz. With the power vested in him as a Talmud Chacham, he did that.
Wasn't that a
Maisa? Oh, Rasha. Oh, so that's what Gemara says. It is permissible. If it's only once in a long while, Hai Rasha, the whole discussion only is if it's Lederis. Do the Chacham have the authority to make a din de Rabbanan to tell you to violate, we allow you, we permit you to violate an Avera, the Doris. L'hai Rasha, they do have the right to. And B'shevi Al-Tasa, to tell you not to fulfill a mitzvah, they have the right to say even for many generations, the Doris. But discussion is restricted only to, if it's a din L'Doris, Bekum B'yaseh. So that's going to be a machloikis in the Gemara. So it starts off, now we'll go back to what we learned. So why is the discussion over here in Yavam? So the Gemara is going to introduce from our Mishnah. Okay, we'll soon see how. So the Mishnah has, the Gemara has on Peitesam and Aleph in the middle of the Omud. So it says there, after a caption from the Mishnah, Havlad Namzer, the Gemara quotes a Mishnah from Trumas. So it says, Teran Hasam, there's a Mishnah in Trumas that says, Ein Tormim min Atome ala Tohar. If you have 100 bushels of grains, he's supposed to be mafrish 2% for Truma Gedoyla. And then you have left 98 bushels, so he's supposed to be mafrish 9.8 for Maiserishin, 10% of what's left, and then you mafrish 10% of what's left after that for Maisersheni and Maiserani, depending what year in the Shemitah cycle it is. So there's a din min HaTorah that you're supposed to be torn min HaYofer. Let's say you have a lot of watermelons or a lot of grain, and some is quality A and some is quality B minus. So it's not right. It's an issa to be torn min HaRoh al HaYofer. It says, Baharim chemes chelba mimena. Chelba means the mufcha. You should be mafish min ha mufcha. But b'diyevet, if you're mafish min ha garua, a torah min ha ro ala yafe. So the Gemara learns that from a pasuk, trumasa truma b'diyevet. But you violated an issa. You violated an issa. So the Mishnah says, ain't torah min ha tome ala toy. Not let it be mafish truma. The two bushels that he's going to pick out to be truma for the remaining 98 bushels, it's going to be mafish min ha tome. That's garua, because the coin can't eat it. It's supposed to be Torah min ha-yofer, min ha-tohar al-ha-tomei, not min ha-tomei al-ha-tohar. But b'di-yevet, the Gemara learns that from Pasuk, if you are mafresh it is chal. So the Mishnah says, mim toram, so it depends. A lot of times you have a penalty in the Gemara. You're not allowed to plant during Shnas HaShmito, and if you did plant, we penalize you, you have to rip out the tree. You're not allowed to do malachi, you're not allowed to plant on Chol HaMoed, and if you did plant, we penalize you, you have to rip out what you plant. You're not allowed to cook on Shabbos, and if you did cook on Shabbos, you're not allowed to eat it. A lot of times there's a penalty. All kinds of penalties in different areas of halacha. So the Gemara has a whole long discussion, goes on and on and on and on, in Perek HaNizokin, in the middle of Gittin, whether Konsu Shogi got the Mezid or not. Did they only penalize when the person did the Aver the Mezid? Or did they even penalize if he did the Aver B'Shogi? Hilcha Shabbos, it's a big issue. Machlekes HaMeir, Abudin, Machlekes HaRishayim, how we should pass him, whether Konsu Shogi got the Mezid. So here it says that they only penalized amazing. If he's mafish two bushels truma on the remaining 98 bushels, you shouldn't pick the tummy digger bushels. What if he did? So if it's b'shogeg, he didn't realize that these two bushels but tummy. So you leave it. Trumasa truma b'diavad it's chal because minatar it's chal. But if he did it b'mezid, he knew that it's wrong and he did it anyway. Then we penalize him and we say le'osu v'le'klum. So the Gemara says, how do you translate that phrase, Layasa Valukum? My Layasa Valukum. To what extent do you say that the Truma is not Chal? So that's a machlokes between Rav Chisda and the other Amorim. So Abchizda said, Liosva laklum gonish mit gonish kalika. The Chuma simply not chal. Nothing was chal. You have to be mafresh Chuma all over again, min ha-tohar. And the two bushels that you initially designated as the Chuma, maybe now, if there'll be mafresh, a different two bushels of Chuma, and another 9.8 bushels is Maisa Rishon, and another whatever, nine bushels, whatever, is Maisa Sheni. So then even a non-Kohen is permitted to eat the original two bushels that were Tomei. It's Muta Lazarim, because the Tanoi made a penalty, that's Yeshkach, Biyar Chacham, Lakadom in HaTorah, Bikum B'Yasei. There's a din in HaTorah, a non-Kohen is called a Zar. A non-Kohen, a Zar, is not allowed to eat Truma. So here, this Truma was Chal min HaTorah, he was marfish two bushels, as Truma on the 98 remaining bushels, it's Chal min HaTorah, and it's also Lazar. And with the Rabban, they said, the Truma is not Chal, you have to be marfish different Truma. So that's Rav Chizda learns Pshat in the Mishnah. My Loyos v'leklum, what does the Mishnah mean? Loyos v'leklum kalika. So Gornish ben Gornish da'afila, he grieved that those two bushels that he designated, later on he has to be mafresh, a different two bushels, hodolatively becomes tevel, and after he'll be mafresh, trumas and maisus, even a non-kain is allowed to eat it. And the other Amorim disagree with him, he cannot be. Nosem Raboshi Amor, Loyos v'leklum, l'saknes ha-shirai means we don't consider this truma to be matter the Yisr Tevel on that 98 bushels. But it does remain Truma. The Truma was Chal min HaTorah, it's also the Zara. So it's Machlekes, it's Rav Chizda in the other Amorim. So we went, there was a little footnote that goes on quite a while over here. And then we're up to the Gemara, more or less on Amud Beis. So the Gemara has an Amud Beis. Omalei Rabba le Rav Chizda, about 10 lines from the top. And it begins with the word Omalei Rabba le Rav Chizda. So Rabbi doesn't agree with Rav Chizda. Amale Rabbi Rav Chizda, how can you say such a thing? Lididoch, according to your opinion, the Amrit, you claim Pshat in the Mishnah, lo yosav laklum kaliker, if he designates it, two bushels should be truma. Tomei diga bushels, and he knew in advance that he's doing wrong. So he says, Medrabban, and they declared it not chal truma at all. Davila, he griva. Even those two bushels themselves, relatively, it reverts back to become tevel, and later on, when you mafrish different bushels from chumas and maizes, even a zar can eat the two bushels. My time, why did they make such exeras? So that was what we learned last week. That sometimes the Gemara compares them several different mishnayos and chumas, but the person was mafrish chuma in an improper fashion. So sometimes he say the b'di'evit it is chal, sometimes not chal b'di'evit. So he gives a whole, Rav Chizda gives a whole explanation why he feels that the Chachamim were compelled to declare that it's not true at all. So he says, my time, why were they so insistent that they canceled the whole status of Truma Afil Lohokel, that a Zara is permitted to eat these two bushels? Zera Dilma Pasha, the Lord Mafresh, if we say these two bushels are Truma, but it's not going to be Mata, the Yisr Tevel on the other 98. So the guy's going to say, what kind of a joke is that? If these two are truma, it means by definition the rest is mutta. So why should he's not going to be mafresh a different truma? So in order to encourage him, in order to see to it that he should be mafresh two more bushels truma from tohar dika bushels, so they had to say that these two are not chal at all. My time, why were they oikel legamre? What motivated them to make akira dom and ator vikum yase? Zeref, if you're going to say these two are truma, but you still have to mafresh another two. Dilma Pasha Velo Mafresh, the guy's going to be, he won't listen to us. He won't follow the Gzeir, because he'll say, why should I have your Mafresh again? I already was Mafresh too when you tell me that it's Truma. So Rabbi asked Akasha, what are you talking about? He says, Rabbi, how can you say that Rabbi is Meika Midi? He can't design the Mederaisa. Habi Truma, Mishim Dilma Pasha Avkara, Abon Lechulen. Okay, Bez Mas and Lakadob Men HaTorah. Do they have the ability to be Oikar Adin in the Torah? Omalei, so Rav Chizda answers back, yes, v'ata loy tizbro, you don't agree with me. It's a Deferish and Mishnah and Yevamos over here. So that's what it's doing on our daf. The caption on Amud Aleph, this whole conversation began Tanan Hossam, they quoted the Mishnah and Trumas. The caption in the Gemara from the Mishnah was Havlad Bamsa. So what did the Mishnah tell us? A woman was married for many years, and then the husband disappears. We don't know if the husband is alive or dead. Eid Echad comes and says the husband is dead. So the Beis Din permits the woman to remarry, but to tell you, better check into it. Because if it's going to turn out later that the husband is still alive, you're going to have a lot of penalties. There are going to be tzoros tzururis. So that's Isha Daika Mitzvah, because he called Talah B'Tchilasa, because we warn her in advance There's going to be a lot of penalty. If the husband comes back alive, if we ascertain the husband is alive, going to have a lot of penalty. So she's going to be medayik. So we will assume the woman is going to be medayik. So then the Mishnah says a whole list of penalties. So one of the penalties is if she remains married with the second husband, she has children with him, they're going to be mamzer. And she goes back to not remarry, she's still married to the first husband. She goes back and she lives with the first husband. The children who will be born now will be mamzer. So the Gemara says, why is havlad mamzer mizeh mizeh? Why is the children from the first husband and the second husband both are mamzer and why? Bishleima, this we understand, bisheni, the children born from the second husband are mamzer, because the first husband never gave her a get, she's an eshesish. So if an eshesish has an affair with someone else before the husband gives her a get, so the children will be mamzer. After the husband gives her a get, then she lives with the sheni, she's not allowed to, because the issue is kashem asura ala bal, kach asura ala boil. A woman who's a soita, who is mizane, an eshesish is insos, not allowed to remain with her husband, and she's not allowed to marry the boil either. But the vlad is not going to be a mamzer. So the Gemara says, Bishleima, from the sheni, from the second husband, Kolzman, the first husband didn't give a get, so you understand why the vlad will be mamzer. Bishleima, Misheni mamzer, I understand that. That's a vlad mamzer, boil eshesish. Elamirishan amai, why should the vlad be mamzer from the first husband? In our Torah, it's not a mamzer, it's only a mamzer in the Rabbanah. Why is it mamzer in the Rabbanah? So we explain, because mid the Rabbanah, she needs a get from the second husband, so we consider as if she's married to the second husband, and when she lives with the first husband, she's an eshesish zinsa. When our Torah, she's married to the first husband, mid the Rabbanah, she needs a get from the second husband, so we consider as if she's married to the second husband also at the same time. Okay, on the level of the Raisa, it can't be such a thing. Married to two men at the same time doesn't exist. That's the penalty mid the Rabbanah. So the Gemara asks, Ela Mirishan Amai, why should the children from the Rishan be mamzer? If she becomes pregnant from the first husband before the second husband gives her get, Ishtahi, that's his wife. Yisrael Ma'al Yahu, and the children should be kosher Yidin. And nonetheless, Midrabbanon, so obviously it's Midrabbanon, a penalty Midrabbanon. You say the child is mamzer, we allow him to marry a mamzeris. A mamzer is permitted to marry a mamzeris. But the children from the first husband will be mamzerim. What does it mean, a mamzer? A mamzer is permitted to marry a mamzeres. But on the level of the Raisa, Yisrael Mali is a kosher, he's not a mamzer. And mid the Rabbanah, we allow him. So you say, Yeshkech Yachachamim, Lakadov Menatar. They take a normal person who's not a mamzer, they declare mid the Rabbanah is a mamzer, and it comes out kulis. Comes out chumers and kulis. Comes out chumers that the mamzer can't marry an isha kshera. Comes out kulis, he's allowed to marry a mamzer. So that's Rav Chizda's taina to Rava. You're arguing with me, logically, can't be such a thing. Rava argues with Rav Chizda, logically, can't be such a thing. The chachamim were never authorized to make a terim. So Rav Chizda says, here you have it in the Mishnah. They declare the child from the first husband is a mamzer, and being a mamzer is a kula. That is allowed to marry a mamzeris. Amalei, so Rabbi responds, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. When we say the children from the first husband are mamzerim, the Rabbanon is only lahachma and not lahaka. Lahachma, he can't marry a Yisraelis Malia. But it's not lahaka. We don't permit the children to marry mamzer. Amalei, so Rabbi answers back to Rabbi Chizda, you're wrong. Hachi Amar Shmuel, we have a tradition. Shmuel was the first generation of Amoraim, so he's a higher authority than Rabbi Chizda, who was a later generation. So Rabbi responds, Hachi Amar Shmuel, that's not pshat in the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says that the children from the first husband will be mamzerim, means l'chumra. He's also a mamzeris. The only relevance of being a mamzeris is not about a marriage kshera. V'chein, not only Shmuel lived in Bavel. So maybe Rav Chizda will hold like somebody from Eretz Yisrael who doesn't agree with Shmuel. So he says, no, v'chein ki also Ravin. When Ravin came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, he said, Amar Rav Yechanan, also mamzeris. Rav Yechanan and Shmuel were both the first generation of Amoraim, Talmidim of Rav Yudah Nasi. And they both said the same pshat in the Mishnah. Both Rav Yechanan, who lived in Eretz Yisrael, and Shmuel, who lived in Bavel, they're both at the same time, approximately the same time, learned for Rav Yudah. They both heard the same thing. The pshat in the Mishnah, that the Vlad is a mamzer mid the Rabbanan, is only a mamzer l'achmer, not a mamzer l'hakel. For my korele mamzer, he's not allowed to marry mamzer. No, he's a mamzer l'chumer, l'osor bas Yisrael. So Rav Chizda sticks to his guns. He doesn't agree. Chizah holds no. When it says in the Mishnah, Havlad ben Harishon is a mamzer, is ben lahakal ben lahachme. He's disagreeing with Rabbi Yechanan and with Shmuel. That's why the Maskana Sagmar is going to be against Rabbi Chizda. Maskana that Babli is like Rabbi. They have no authority to do that. But Rav Chizda is going to insist that he's right. So the Gemara continues. Shalach le Rav Chizda le Rabba bi Rabach Baravuna. He sent a message to Rav Chizda, you are wrong and I am right. I'm going to prove to you. Bezdin has no authority to be oikar adin in the Torah. Prove to you that they can be oikar the kumbi asay. So how does he prove it? There is a din habal yerush esishta. So the bal yerush esishta, that itself is a machlokes hatanaim, whether that's the raisa the rabbana. Half of the tanaim paska, half of the tanaim hold, habal yerush esishta is only with the rabbana. In Chumash it never says explicitly that a husband yarshin the wife. It says if a person dies, the children get the yerusha. If there are no children, then the father gets no father. Then the cousins and the brothers, a whole system, a karv. Never says that the husband yarshins the wife. But the Pasuk says, Mimishpachto v'yorashoysa. L'sheiro ha-koreveila mimishpachto v'yorashoysa. So some of the Tanaim say, L'sheiro, sheiro z'wishtoi. That the wife gets, the husband, if the wife dies, the husband yarshin. If the husband dies, there's no din that the wife yarshin the husband. Only in one direction. If the wife dies, then the husband yarshin. The other Tanaim say that that's not what it means. They say, Abal yarshin shishto zonim edi rabban. Yeah. I mean, that's why the wife doesn't get the Yerusha?
No, the husband gets the wife's Yerusha. Are we saying the other way
around? The two ways to read this, the Gemara and the Yesh Nechlin explains, there were two ways to read what was the concern. If the Benai Slavcha will marry out of the Shevet, then the Yerusha will go to the Dimshev. Why should he go to the other Shevet? So Pasha Pshat is because if the wife dies, the husband will yarshin. Say, see, Abba Yerusha Sishta. The other Tanaim say, no. They'll live out maybe Asim Shana, they'll have children from the husband. When they die, the husband won't yarshin, the children will yarshin. The children are from another Shevet, because the children go after the father. So if the mother is Shevet Zvulun, the father Shevet Yisachar. So when the wife dies at the age of 120, not she'll die while the husband is still alive, and the husband will yash. She'll die, the children will yash, and the children from a different Shevet. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. What Abal Yerush and Sishta is the Raisa Rabban. Machlekes the Rambam and the Raivid. How the Paskin? The Rambam Paskin. Abal Yerush and Sishta is only the Rabbana, and the Raivid Paskin, like the other Tana, that is the Raisa. So Gemara could have asked that Kasher right away. There is a Tana who holds, and the Rambam Paskins like that, Habal Yerush Shishta is only the Rabbana. So when a Torah the din is, when a married woman dies, the Yerusha goes to her side of the family, to her children, or to her children, or to her father, or to her brothers, or to her sisters, whatever. And with the Rabbana, and there's an Issa Gezel if someone else takes him, with the Rabbana, we say, no, the husband takes all the Yerusha. So there's a problem of Lay Sigzel. So Gemara could have asked that kasha. According to the Tana, according to the way the Rambam Paskin, Habal Yerush Hishishta is only a din de Rabbanan, how can they make such a takone? It's Akira Dov Menatera Lo Sigzo. The Chachamim allow the husband to take the money that is not entitled to. So the Gemara didn't ask that kasha because you can answer, Rabbi can answer, no, I hold Habal Yerush Hishishta is derais. But there's a case that Habal Yerush Hishishta is clearly only the Rabbanan if the whole marriage is only with the Rabbanan. We got married. I married a girl who was, my wife, I think, was 19 when I married her. So if you marry a girl who's after Bas Mitzvah, then that's a Kiddushin Deraisa. If you marry a Ketana, is that going to be Kiddushin Deraisa? So if the father marries off the daughter, then it says it's Biten Asatu Lishazer. The father has the right to marry off the daughter when she's a Ketana or a Naira, till 12 and a half. What if the girl is a Yisema? She has no father. So then Minatorvet is not, and the girl is young, she's a Ketana, and she has no father to marry her up, so there's no way minatar that she can get married. So the Rabbanan, the maid of Takona, she shouldn't remain an old maid. Apparently it was Maratanaim that we're getting married at such a young age, so the girl doesn't want to be the old maid. She's already 11 and a half years old, and everybody in her class is married already, and she's the only one who's single. So they made a takana the Rabbanan that the mother or the brothers, if they're older brothers, the mother, the mother or the older brothers can marry her Roth, and that's a Kedushim of the Rabbanan. But she's not married, she's only married in the Rabbanan. And nonetheless, even though she's only married in the Rabbanan, Baal Yerush is Ishtoi. So therefore, sure, it's only in the Rabbanan. Even if you paskan like the Ravid, who paskans like the Tanoim, that Baal Yerush is Ishtoi in general is a din d'araisa. But if the whole marriage is only in the Rabbanan, so Baal Yerush is Ishtoi for there, in that case, for sure, is only in the Rabbanan. Then I thought they're not even married. So that's where the Gemara affect Akasha. He asks, Shalach le Rav Chizda le Rabba, he has sent Akasha to Rabba. How can you tell me? Ain bezin masan lakadav minator. You tell me ain kach biad bezin to be oikadav minator bikum biaseva hatanya. He's going to quote a long brisa. We'll go through the details of the brisa, but that's the gist of the kasha. There is a case of abal yerush asishtat and lecholadei is the only yarshes midirabbana if it's kedusha ketana, because the whole kedusha is only midirabbana, and nonetheless the yarshes. So that's the Gemara's kasha. Skip a few lines. It says there's a tzion from Rabbi Kivega there, the Gilyan Ashas. It says v'ha'ocha the midaraisa. There's a line later that it's around 12 lines from the bottom. The line begins with the word the midaraisa. So the Gemara says v'ha'ocha the midaraisa avu ayaris lo. The girl dies, so her father yarshim. The father is she's a yisum. She has no father. So Rashi explains avu ayaris lo means her relatives from the father's side, her brothers, her father, if the father's still alive, the sisters, the children, the relatives, her relatives, Yarshanat, Umidirabbanan, Yaris Labal. In Midirabbanan, they said the husband takes the money. The husband is Oifan Loy Sigzal. So the Chachamim allowed the husband to violate Loy Sigzal. That's, you see that Yeshkech Ya Chachamim, Lakador Menatera, Bikum Viyasein. So to this Kasha, the Gemara answers, that's not a kasha. You can ask 1,001 kashas. There are dinim all over in the Zikin that menatori yepotem and the rabbanon yechayv to pay. When you take the money, menatori you're a gazlan. It's not your money. So every case where there's a, let's say, dainin and dinin de garmi. So Tosis says dainin and dinin garmi is only mid the rabbanon. So any case when bezin makes you pay me dinin de garmi, so according to Tosis, we pass him like Tosis, menatori it's gazlan. Is that the nizik is not entitled to the money. Many cases like that. Menatori yepotem adarabonu yechayiv. So it should be gezel. So there's one sweeping teretz on all the kashas. Hefke bezn hefke. Hefke bezn hefke. There's no problem. If menatori not entitled to the money, madarabonu, you take the money, that's not a violation of the sigzel, because bezn is mafke the money. Shein hefke bezn hefke. In all the gemaras it says hefke bezn hoya hefke. So in the comments in this Gemara they don't have it, but in the new editions of the Gemara they write that this, because of censorship, they put in the past tense hefke bezn flegzain hefke. If it's manazen in the 1800s, it no longer applies. Bezn has no right because we follow din in the machus, we don't follow bezn. So that the word hoya hefke bezn hoya hefke was put into the Gemara, to the Rashi, to the Tosfos, first time when they printed the Vilna Shas. That's what it says on the side of the margin in the Gemara. And all the old Kisviyad, they never said Hefke Bezna Hoya Hefke. It always said Hefke Bezna Hefke. It's still Hefke. Bezna has the right to be Mafke today also. That's not an ancient deed. So that's one teresa for emphasis, 1,001 kashas. Whenever there's a takana with the Rabbanan that someone is entitled to money, which Menatar is not entitled to, so don't be nervous about it. Don't say Menatar is in violation of Lo Sigzol, and with the Rabbanan we permit him to violate Lo Sigzol. The Rabbanan went mafka the money and it doesn't belong to him.
If she's a ketana, then what kind of kinyan does she have to have anything?
She yarshin from a rich uncle?
She yarshin, she doesn't have a yad. How
no, Yerusha you get, you don't have that. Yerusha is balkorchai. Yerusha is balkorchai, you don't need a yad. Yeah. If someone gave her money, das acheres makna, so we paskin. That then Shulchan Aruch, you pass him whatever someone gives a matana to the cotton is kind of an atarim. If he picks up a double shalefka, Mitzias cotton is only gez on the pnei dak and shalom, because no das acheres makna. But one day in Tosis, and that's the opinion that was accepted by the Shulchan Aruch, whenever someone gives a matana to the cotton when it's das acheres makna, then the cotton is kind of an atarim. But the ketanik can have a Yerusha also. Okay. So then the Gemara goes at side point. Yeah.
So somebody gives a matar to the woman, doesn't go automatically to the husband?
If they give it to her when she's married, let's say they gave it to her before she got married. So when the girl gets married, all of her assets don't switch over to the husband. Whatever matana she gets while she's married, then they say yadishi kat baila. It goes, the ownership goes to the husband directly. But whatever she owned before she gets married, doesn't. Same thing yadavi kiaraba also. Let's say nachri yadavi kiaraba applies to an evikneini. So let's say evikneini is a multimillionaire, and then he sells himself as an evikneini. All of his assets in the bank don't go over now to be the ownership of the odom. Whatever he acquires as an evid, then I say, Manatura, Yad Evid Karaba, Komashikan Evid Karaba. Whatever he owned before he became an evid, remains in his ownership.
Can someone give him a manas
that's a mach like the Satanoi, Mashaila, how he passed. Yeah, if someone gives a matana to the evid or to the Isha, Mashikan Evid Karaba, Evid Knaini, that's a dinder Isa. Mashikan Si Shikanaba, that's only a dinder Rabbana. So it doesn't necessarily have to be exactly the same. But the Gemara lumps it together, and Taisa says it may not be exactly the same. So there's a machlokes in the Gemara, in the end, in the Dorim, and other places, in Psoch, and other places. If someone gives matana to the Isha, someone gives matana to the Ebekanani, Amana Shein L'Rabba L'Shuspa, Amana Shein L'Bailach V'Shuspa. So does that help? You say, Kol Tanayshev Imam Mekayim, since he made a Tanay Amana, so it doesn't go to the Odon, and it doesn't go to the Bala, no. So that's a machlokes. The discussion with Shulchan Aruch had a pasuk in the details. So this is a sweet, the teretz, this teretz paragraph is 1,001 kashas. Whenever there's a takana de rabbanan in Didi Mamanis, so you can't ask a kasha, the man taking money is not entitled to his own loisigzal, and the rabbanan permit him to violate loisigzal. Half ke bez and half ke, that solves the problem. So now there's a long footnote, and the Gemara, it's a really a side point. It's going to interrupt a little bit with the whole flow of the discussion. All right, so we discuss a little bit. How do you know that din? How do you know there's a din there, I said, like that, hefke bez and hefke? So it must be based on a pasuk. So there's a machlekes amoroim, what is the mocker in Tanakh for that pasuk? So then the Gemara says, hefke bez and hefke, the Omar Rav Yitzchok, one of the amoroim said, minayin, how do we know from Tanakh? Shehefke bez and hoyo hefke, how do you know there's such a din? He quotes a pasuk, Shenehemar, and Sefer Ezra. Ezra came back to Eretz Yisrael, and he said every other person is intermarried. So he was screaming in Goizatainis, and he had everybody gathered together, giving drushes. All the people who are intermarried should all divorce their wives, and should remain together. It's a serious aver. So he one day, he insisted, Kol Shaliyov, they're going to have a big maimed, and they're going to give old Russia, and they have to fast Tanaisim because of that there that they went to marry. He says, Kol ha-shalayov, l'shlosh ha-sayom, batzas ha-sar ha-skenim. Whoever doesn't show up on the third day, he wants everybody to show up, a big gathering. Yochron kol ruchushay, we are mafker his property, and kol ha-kodim zocha, whoever wants can take it away, so you better show up. He's warning everybody, better show up when they have this big kenes. Going to have a big gathering to speak about the significance, the chaimah isar, the intermarriage, and the man who doesn't show up, his property, his assets will be hefker. Yochram kol shavuhi bottom mekalagel. He will be treated like an chayr. Won't be part of the kehil. So what do you see from the pasuk hefker bezin? Ezra is declaring yochram kol ruchusha. We will be mafker his money. So you see from the sefer Ezra that the bezin has the power. So that's what Rabbi Yitzchak says. Rav Lozer is an Amar. Rav Lozer was a Talmud of Rabbi Yochanan and Eretz. Rav Lozer, I'm a different pasuk. Me'acha quotes a pasuk that both not from Chumash. That's from Ezra. That's in Ksuv. And this is from Yeshua. So it says in the beginning when they conquered Eretz Yisrael, took 7 years. Sheva Shekopshu, and then it took 7 years. Sheva Shechilka. Sheva Shekopshu. That's a pasuk in Yeshua. Sheva Shechilka. That's an oral tradition that the Gemara has. Took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. So first they divided Eretz Yisrael among the Shvatim, then among the Mishpachas, and then among the Yechidim. And that took 7 years. After the Sheva Shekavshu and Sheva Shechilku, then the Kedush HaSaretz was completed. Whenever it says B'chol Moshe V'Seichem, so the connotation of B'chol Moshe V'Seichem means La'acha Yerusha V'Yeshiva. After the Sheva Shekavshu and Sheva Shechilku, then all the mitzvahs HaTlius Baretz begin. Except for Challah, the Gemara says Challah is an exception to the rule. because it says the vayachem el haaretz, as you'll be coming into Eretz Yisrael, even before the shemesh kapshim, they were chayim chala right away. Chala is also from the mitzvahs hatluyos baruch, but it's a yotzim and a klal because of the loshon haposuk. So chala day when it's chayim miyad, day number one when they crossed over the Yarden. And the other mitzvahs, leket shikhapeya, trumas and maisa, shmita v'yel, everything began after the first 14 years. So the pasuk says, in the Sheva Shechilku, the 7 years that they were dividing, Elu ha-nachlois, asher nochlu eloz ha-kon yishu benun, v'roshe ha-obos lematoz b'nei Yisrael. And it says, Shevet Zvulna got over there, Shevet Yehuda got over here, it describes all the cities, all the borders and everything. So they divided up Eretz Yisrael among the various Shvatim. So what's the Loshon? Elu ha-nachlois. This is the way they divided Eretz Yisrael. She-nochlu eloz ha-kam yishu benun. They were the leaders of the Jewish people. V'roshe ha-avois. What do you mean? The fathers, Roshe ha-avois, lematos b'nei Yisrael, should say V'roshe ha-matos l'bnei Yisrael. Because the Pasuk says in Chumash, at the end of Chumash Bamidba, I think in the list, Edra, Masay, I think, it lists off the Yud Beis Nesim, El Rashi, how does it say? El Rashi, Lamat. There were 12 Nesim, each one representing a different Shevet. Shevet Levi didn't get any Chelik Beretz Yisrael. They would tell Shvatim aside from Shevet Levi. So the Rashi Hamatos represented all of the Shvatim when they made the Chaluk of the Shvatim. Then they made the Chaluk and the Mishpach, then they made the Chaluk Yechid. So I should say, Alozakom Yeshua ben Nun, ve Rashi Hamatos, who were mentioned in the Chumash by name, the 12 Nesim. What does it say? Rashi Ha'ovis Lamatos. Where did the Ovis come in here? Say, ve Rashi Hamatos Levan Yisrael. So that's what Rabbi Loza is. Chima Inyan Roshim Eitz Alovis. Ovis sounds like when a man dies, the children get the Yerusha. But here it's not talking about that kind of Yerusha. It's Chalukas Eretz Yisrael. So the Nesiyei Hamatos were representing the Shvatim together with Aloz and Yeshua ben Nun. What is it mentioned? Aloz Alaloy Malach. No, the fact that's like a Hekesh. If you have two Dinim written in the same Pasuk, one next to the other, that we treat it like a Hekesh, we assume there's a connection. Loy Malach, it teaches you, Ma'ovis, just like when a man dies, Ma'alchilim b'neihim kol ma'shiyirtsu, when a man dies, the Yerusha goes to his children. Then the Torah says, the Chumash has the din. And he doesn't want to give the Pishnaim to the Ben Hasnua. So the Torah says you're not allowed to do that. You have to give the Yerusha. So it says, what do you mean, Biyom Hanchilo? When a person dies, he gives up a Hanchilo Ezbonov. He dies and Malchamavis takes his life. What? He's committing suicide. What min hanchilo is banal? He dies. And Memele, the Yerusha goes Memele. What do you mean hanchilo? So Rabbi Yechon Mebroke is quoted in the Mishnah in Baba Basan, Daf Kuf Laman and Manalev. Atorah nasna mishus la'av la'hancha l'chom mishayirutza. The Torah gives the father authority to make a tzavua, to change the Yerusha. Let's say a person has 9 children. Let's say all 9 boys. So he has the right. So the Yerusha is divided into 9 parts, unless one of them is a Bechor. So you divide the Yerusha into 10 parts, and the Bechor gets 2/10. Instead, again, each one gets 1/9. If the oldest child is a boy, there are 9 boys, and the oldest one is a Bechor, so he gets 2/10, and everybody else gets 1/10. But the Torah gives the father the right, B'yom Hanchila Zbonah, V'Torah Nostam Shus La'av La'Hanchel L'Chol Misha Yirtzi. He has the right to change the percentages. So let's say he says he has 9 boys and he says he wants child number 8 to get 60% of the Yerusha. That's what he says. So since child 8 is in line to get something, he's in line to get 1/10. If he has 9 sons and one is a Bechor, so he divided in 10, Bechor gets 2/10, everybody else gets 1/10. So the 8th child is in line to get something, 1/10. So the father says, I want to get 60% of the Yerusha. So that's the din, you get 60%. The Mishnah explains, the father has a right, if he says it in a positive way. If he says negative, I don't like child number 4, I don't want him, I'm taking him out from the Yerusha. So if he says in a negative, you don't listen to him. He has no right to do that. But if he can bring about the same result, if he says in the positive, he says, I want child number 8 to get 60% of the Yerusha. Then he says how much he wants each one to get. There's not more than 100%. So he gives child number one, child number two, he gives everybody, and the one that he doesn't like, he just leaves up. So he accomplishes the same thing. Child number four, he never liked. Whatever, he gave more aggravation than all the others put together. So he wants to cut him out from his Yerusha. So you can do that if you do it in a positive. You have to say, he should get so much, he should get so much. You just don't say anything about the one you don't like. Say in the negative, so the Mishnah says that it's not chal. So the Gemara says, ma'ovis, just like we pass on like Rabbi Yechem and Brek in the Mishnah. And says, b'yom hanchilas bonam hator nostam shuz lav lachanchil l'chol mi sheyirtze. You have the right to make it tzavot. Let's say I have 9 children, but 6 are daughters and 3 are sons. So if I say I want all the 9 children to get an equal share in Yerusha, that's not valid, because the daughters are not in line to get anything. If all the 9 children are sons and they're all in line to get something, he's in line to get 2/10, each one is in line to get 1/10, and then you can change the percentages. But if there are children or other strangers who are not in line to get anything, I say, I make a tzavo, I want my next son neighbor to get 10% of the Yerusha. So that's not bidin Yerusha. The Torah doesn't give him the right to make a tzavo. That's already the din of the Rabbanon. Mitzvah l'chaim d'rameis, that's a din of the Rabbanon, that you have to observe whatever instructions said. But on the level of the Raisa, that's not the din. Even more is working on the level of the Raisa. So ma'ovois, the fathers have the right to be manchal to their children. Not that the father, the Malach HaMavis, takes my life, the Mele the Yerusha goes. No, the father has a right to make a tzavua and to change the percentages. Ma'ovis manchil b'neihem kol ma'ashayirtzu. The fathers have the right to change the percentages. The father has a right to make a tzavua and to change the percentages. Kol ma'ashayirtzu, the way they want. It's not going to be the way it says in the Chumah. Afroshi ha'matas also manchil b'sa'am kol ma'ashayirtzu. So that's the Hekesh, because they're written one next to the other, and the Pasuk doesn't really read straight. It should say, Eila ha-nachlas ha-shanachla, Allah zakam yishuv ben-nun, be-rashi ha-matos. What do you stick in the word obos? To teach you that rashi ha-matos were like a bezdin, so the bezdin has a koyach of hefke bezdin. Just like the obos can be mancha le-bnehem, they have a right to make a tzavua, so the rashi ha-matos also have a right to make a tzavua. Very often the Gemara will say there's a din deraisa, and where's the pasuk? So there'll be a machloikas. It's a pasuk A, pasuk B. So the Gemara will often ask, is there an afkamina ledina? Whether you learn out from pasuk A, pasuk B. Here, they both say the same thing, hefker bezna hefker, but the first one, Rabbi Yitzchak, derives it from the pasuk called the Shoyav, the Shloshes Ayamim, Yochram called Rushuch, Ruchusha, with mafke his property. And Rabbi Loza, the second one, learns it out from a different pasuk. Is there a difference la halacha? So there's a famous discussion in Tshuvas Rabbi Gevega. Rabbi Gevega had an uncle who was also a big Talmid Chacham. He used to correspond with the uncle. So they had a machlokes regarding the din of hefke bezn hefke. Hefke means I have the right to declare ownerless. The jacket belongs to me. The hat belongs to me. I declare that it should be hefke. Do I have the ability not only to declare that it's hefke? I declare the jacket should belong to you. So netoa zadin. I can't just bidvarim. That's the first line in the Rambam Hilchas Mechira. Ein hamekach nikne bidvarim. You can't transfer ownership of property with the karka and the talpalim just by an oral declaration. You have to make a maisa kinyan. The koina or the mekaba matan has to make a maisa kinyan. So that's a big machloikis in achreinim when you say hefker bezn hefker. The bezn has the ability that I have. Even though Eran Matkadov Shainu Shaloi, so the Bezdin can act as if they're the Bailam. So I myself can be Mafka my property. So Bezdin can be Mafka my property. I myself cannot make a declaration. I hereby declare the watch should belong to you. The watch will not belong to you. I can make the watch Hefker on the list, but I can't make a declaration it should belong to you. So maybe the ability of the Bezdin cannot exceed the ability of the owner himself. Hefker Bezdin Hefker teaches you that Bezdin can act as if they're the Bailam. So just like the Balan can be mafke, the Bezin can be mafke, but just like the Balan cannot be makna lacherim, then the Bezin shouldn't have the ability to be makna lacherim either. The thing is, though, that there are many Gemara's words beferish, that hefke bezin hefke even works to declare that it belongs to someone else. Not only I can't declare, I declare the watch belongs to you or doesn't belong to you, but if hefke bezin declares the watch that's mine, no longer belongs to me, they declare belongs to you. So the din is, it does belong to you. It works even more. But that's a big machlokes, Rishayim and Achrayim, is that a din deraisa, din derabbanan? The first half of Bezna Hefka, they all agree is their Isa. Bezna has the ability to declare my property as ownerless. But the ability of the Bezna to declare that it belongs to another person, that's exceeding what I myself have the ability to do. That's also Minat Torah, or is that only Midrabban? So that's a famous machloikas. It's a machloikas, the Rabbein Yeruchem and the Beis Yosef. And it's a machloikas, the Ktsois and the Nesivas. The Ktsois thinks that the Beis Yosef is right, and the Nesivas thinks that the Rabbein Yeruchem is right. And every region is involved in this machloikas. Every region, some place or another, and Shas takes a stand on this issue. The Zefer Dibri Yecheskel, by one of the Rosh Yeshiva and Slabodka from before the war. So he shows that every region takes a stand in one Masichta or another on this topic. So this is a machlekes. Rabbi Kivega had this machlekes with his uncle, whether Hefka Bezna Hefka works min Torah even lahaknas lacherin, or maybe that part is only mid the Rabban lahaknas lachem. Hefka Bezna Hefka only works min Torah to the extent of declaring his Hefka. So,
once it declares that it's Hefka, can't claim possession?
But let's say the fellow, the Bezin declares the watch belongs to you, but he didn't pick up the watch yet. He didn't pick it up, so does the watch already belong to him in Atoira? If he'll come over and pick it up, he'll be able to claim ownership. Yeah, but he didn't pick it up yet. He wants to own it. So that's a shaila. Bezin declares that the watch belongs to him, the din is that it's considered already his. Is that part only midirabbanan? Because money didn't pick it up. Once he picks it up, it'll belong to him in Atoira. Or should you say, no, that part, Hefke Bezna Hefke, doesn't mean the Bezna has the right to act as if they are the Bailim. So just like the Bailim can be Mafker, a Bezna can be Mafker, just like the Bailim cannot be Makna Lachem without a Maisikinian, so too Bezna cannot do Minat Torah.
You're saying Matana has to be, you have to be Makabokinian? When somebody gets Matana,
yeah.
So if you change,
when you give a Matana, the Makabah Matana has to make a Kinyan. But if he didn't make a kinyan, just make a declaration, the watch belongs to you. So that's the first line in the Rambam, Hilchas Mechira, Ein HaMekach Nikne B'dvarim. With Dibur, just by an oral declaration, I declare it's yours, it doesn't belong to you until you make a kinyan. You have to make Hagbah. You have to make something. You have to make a kinyan Chalipin. Hagbah, okay. But Kozmani didn't make Hagbah, so there's no way to transfer ownership to Dibur. So that's the Makleikas. What about when Bezin does it? When Bezin declares that it's yours, so that, can that exceed the koyach of the Balaam himself? Minat Torah? Midrabbanan, it does exceed. But is that Minat Torah also not? So in the Tshuvas, Rabbi Kivega had a machlekes with his uncle. So he suggests maybe that's the difference between the first pasuk and the second pasuk. If you're learning out from the first pasuk says that when Ezra came back from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, they were all intermarried, and he's got a tinus, and he's screaming, and he says, they all have to show up. There's a big kenis, and they're going to hold drushes. Musa, whoever doesn't show up 3 days from today, we're going to be mafka their property. So you just see from the Yochan Kol Rechusha will be mafka their property. You see, Bezdin has the ability to be mafka, but you have no mocker from the first pasuk in Ezra. You have no mocker that the Bezdin has the ability to be makna lacherim also. But once you learn from, if you learn from the second pasuk, why does it say Rashi Ha'obis Lamata? It should say Rashi Hamatois. So then you learn that ma'ovas manchilim b'nehem kol mashi yirtzu. The father could be makna lacherim. He makes a tzavoya and he changes the percentages. And when the father dies, then the tzavoya takes effect, and the money belongs to them automatically. When there's a yerusha, you know, the yoshim get the yerusha bal karcham, whether they want it or not. If they don't want it, they can be makir it after they acquire it. But there's nothing they can do that can prevent them from getting the yerusha. So if you're learning out from the second pasuk, Rashi Ha'ovis Lamata is saying Ma'ovis Manchilim B'neim. Not only the Ovis can succeed in cutting someone out from the Yerusha to be like Hefker, he doesn't get. They could give to the son who was only in line. Child number 8 is the favorite. So instead of getting 10%, the father wants him to get 60%. See, the father dies and the son gets 60% without any Maisikinya. So then, so too Bezin. It's like a hekesh. It says Ovis next to the Rashi Hamatas. Ovis Manchil Benin Kol Mashiyir Saf Rashi. Does Rabbi Kivega suggest like that in the Tshuvas? But this is a famous machlokes. The Beis Yosef and Rabbeinu Yeruchem. The Rabbeinu Yeruchem was a Talmud of the Rosh. He was in the days of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Yeruchem has the following case: a man is Mekadosh and Isha, and the Chosim was nervous, so he's afraid he's going to forget the ring. He's afraid he's going to forget to bring the ring to the wedding. So he gives the ring to his best friend. And he says, you are not nervous. I'm nervous. You're not nervous. Don't forget, bring the ring to the wedding. And right before the chuppah, you give me the ring and I'll give the ring, say, hurry up. So it comes under the chuppah, the rabbi Yasnach Hassan, where's the ring? So he says to his best friend, where's the ring? He forgot to bring it. The best friend forgot to bring the ring. So no problem. So you have the chassan kala with the best friend stand under the chuppah. There's a kinyan maimon shloshtan. If the noisen hamatona and the mekabel hamatona are both here, and the shomer who has the pikudin, the best friend is the shomer. So they're all standing together under the chuppah. That's called maimon shloshtan. So the chassan says the ring that my ring that he's holding on my behalf, he's a shomer, should now belong to the kala. So midin maimon shloshtan, the kala is mekudeshes. Midin kesef, she's kind of the ring. Midin maimon shloshtan. But maimon shloshtan is a takana midrabbon. That's in Gittin on Daf Yud Gimel, the end of the first parak. Maimon shloshtan is midrabbon. So the Rabbi Yeruchim says, if the chassan is makna the ring to the kala like day maimon shloshtan, which is only midrabbonon, so she'll only be an eshes hish midrabbon. So Rabbi Yosef Kara says, why midrabbonon? How does any kinyan midrabbon work based on hefke bezna hefke? Once it's hefke bezna hefke, so she's kind of the ring minatayra. So she's mekudeshes minatayra. So that's so the Ktzai says, Ktzai and the Sivis say, that's exactly what they're fighting about. Hefke bezna hefke works to be mafke, to declare, oh, on the list, what about to declare that the ring now belongs to the kala? Does that work minatayra? She's minatayra. Well, no, to be makna lachem is only works midirabban because she didn't get the ring yet. The ring is still home by the shomer who forgot to bring it. The best friend forgot to bring it. So that's the original machloikis that's quoted in the Shulchan Aruch. So the Ktzos thinks that the Beis Yosef is right. Hefke bezna hefke works minatayr, not only lahafker, even lahaknas lachir. And the Nesivis thinks, the Nesivis quotes the Shalosh Tshuvos Beis Yankif. That's one of the earlier achronim. So usually, all the later achronim don't accept anything that he said. Once in a yovel, they say that he hit the nail on the head. So this one, the Nesivis thinks he's right. But Beis Yankif writes that hefke bezna hefke only works minatayr to be mafke, doesn't work lahaknas lachir. Another one or two places where they agree with the Beis Yankif, like 97% of his tshuvas, they don't agree, and 3 times out of 100, they agree with what he said. So this is a big machloikas. Right? So this is really a side topic over here.
If Av is a man for Bnehem, so let's say Av has 2 sons. You can give the younger one
everything.
Portion. Can just reverse what it says in the Torah?
Yeah, he can give everything. Yeah. The Gemara just says, Lo yichal rakas ben ha'uva, the case that I gave, he has 10 sons. One is a pchor, so the pchor is entitled to 2/10, and each son is entitled to 1/10. And he picks out child number 8, and he says, I want him to get 60%. Fine. So if they get 60%, what does the pchor get? So the Mishnah says there in Yesh Nechlin, the father has no right. It says in Chumash, that the father can't negotiate on that, the b'chor gets the pishnai. So that's a big question. What does that mean? The chelek ha-b'chora, he was supposed to get 2/10. He was supposed to get 2/10. So 1/10 is like a normal child, and 1/10 is the chelek ha-pishnai. So it means 1/10 the b'chor gets, the father can stand on his head, but 1/10 the chelek ha-pishnai, the b'chor is going to get for sure, or both 2/10. He can't touch. The father can't touch. So that's a machlokes. To what extent can the father not cheat the b'chor on both shares, the chelek ha-pshitas and the chelek ha-pchora, or only on the chelek ha-pchora, on the 1/10? So that's a shaila. Your case, of only 2 sons, and the b'chor is supposed to get 2/3, and the posh is supposed to get 1/3. So the chumash says, l'yichol avaker, he can't cheat. So according to some, the b'chor is going to get the 2/3. There's nothing the father can do. According to other rishon, that's the machlokes, the Muki Yosef and other rishon. According to others, no, 1/3 the b'chor is going to get, but the extra third the father can give away to the other son, to the younger son. So this is okay. So this is the discussion. Nachum, so what was the kasha? What was the kasha again? Kasha was, there was a machlekes between Rabbi and Rav Chisda. Rav Chisda says, Yeshkech v'yad chachomim, lakadom min ha-Torah, even the kum v'yasei, they allow In our Torah, the man was machis chumim min hara la yofe, from the spoiled watermelons, not as good as the others, or tomi dika watermelons, not as mufchar as the others. And when our Torah tzchala mid the rabbanon, they say it's not chala, yosef lo klum legamrei, kolika. The mamish oikadav min our Torah. That's Rav Chisda holds like that. Well, Rabbi says in etaz azaf, that's impossible. They can't undo a din deraisa. That's impossible. So Rav Chisda says, I'm going to prove it. There is a din, abal yorish es ishtai, and it's only mid the rabbanon. According to half of the Tanaim, according to the Rambam, that's always the din. Abal yorish es ishtai, it's only mid the rabbanon, always mid the rabbanon. It's never min ha-Torah. So that's the kasha. The chachamim are allowing the husband to steal money from the real yorishim. The husband only yorishim is mid the rabbanon. So on the level of the rice, he's a ganif, and the chachamim are allowed to steal. The Gemara, instead of asking that, the Gemara didn't ask that because Yoli answered that Habal Yerush HaSishtai is a din deraisa. So they gave you a case where Habal Yerush HaSishtai L'chol HaDeis is only Midirabban because only married Midirabban. He married a Ketana. Not that the father was Mekab Kedushin. The father's out of the picture. She's a Yisayma. And he's Yua Ima B'Acheha. The mother and the brothers married her up. So she's only married Midirabban. So it's clear that Habal Yerush HaSishtai in this case is only Midirabban. So that's what Chizda says. You see that the business can permit the husband to steal. Is Yarshining Habal Yarsh Zishta? It's Gezel. So the Gemara says, no, Hefke Bezna Hefke, that's not a kash. That's not a kash. Then the Gemara says, but wait a minute. The din is that the Baal is Metame Li Ishtai. A coin is not allowed to be Metame to any Mason except for the Zayin Krovim. So one of the Zayin Krovim is the wife. So there's a Machloikas, the Ramam and the Raivit. The Ramam says, Habal Metame Li Ishtai is only Midirabbanan. Just like that's what we said last week, 2 weeks ago from the Raga Chavah. Where did the Rambam, the Rabbi asked, where in the world did he get that from? That Abam Metam Elishtah is only Rabbanan. There's no Gemara. So the Raga Chavah said, the Rambam understood that it depends on Habal Yerush HaSishtah. If Habal Yerush HaSishtah is only the Rabbanan, that Abam Metam Elishtah is also only the Rabbanan. Any other relative, my father dies, and my brother dies, and the children die, whatever, so we're still related. The person died. So you can talk about Yerusha, you can talk about you can talk about being Mitam Lemason. But when a couple is married and somebody dies, so the issue is Paka. So it's like he divorced her. So what do you mean? Haba Mitam Leishta. The minute she dies, it's not his wife anymore. There's no Ishus Lachamisa. And the same thing, what do you mean? Haba Yerusha Sishta. Okay, after she dies, it's not his wife anymore. So that's why the Rambam held that Abal Yerush HaSishtah is only the Rabbanah, like that Tana. So Abal Metam HaLishtah is also only by the Rabbanah. And the Rabban holds on. So the Rabban said, that's ridiculous. Abal Metam HaLishtah is a din deraisa. So here the Gemara.
Sheira is not.
So that's the Machlekes. Is that the Nasmachtim of the Rabbanah? Or is it a real drush of the Torah Shebal Peh in our Torah? That's the Machlekes. Was that intended as an Asmachtim?
Because why do they pick on the wife after death? You can pick on the son or other relatives. No.
The other relatives, when they die, said, I have a relative, but the relative is not alive any longer.
And had a wife. The wife's not. I know these.
No, but once the wife dies, so they're not related anymore. The issue is broken.
And the other relatives?
It was my brother, it was my father, it was my mother. But now it's like it's my former wife. How can I yarshin? Let's say a man was married to his wife and then he divorces her, and then she dies the day after she gets the get. So the husband doesn't yarshin, because at the time that she died, they weren't married anymore. So every time when the wife dies, the time she dies, they're not married anymore. The Misa Saisha cancels the issues. So that's what the Raga Chava said. That's the Svara of the Tanoim who hold that Abal Yerush HaSishtah can be Menatorah. And when it says Sheira, it's only an Asmach. The Sheira is a Rishta, only Asmach. And it's based on, because the Rambam paskens that Abal Yerush HaSishtah is only the Rabbanan, that's why the Shita said the Rambam wrote that Abal Metam HaLishtah is only the Rabbanan. So the Gemara asked Kakasha, this case that the man is married with the Rabbanan to a Ketana, the Ketana is a Yisayma, so the mother with the older brothers married her up, that's only an Ishus the Rabbanan. And it says, nonetheless, if the husband is a Kohen, he's Metame if the wife dies. If the wife dies, her husband is Metame. The Gemara said, but they're only married mid the Rabbanan. Men HaTorah, they're not married. And how is the Kohen Metame LeMeisim? It's an Issa Deraisa. The Kohen is not allowed to be Metame, unless it's his wife, but it's only his wife mid the Rabbanan. So that's Rav Chizda's Kasha against Rabbanan. First, he asked the kasha, how can the bal yarshin, it's gezel. He said, yesh koch laka b'kum yaseh. So they said, hefke bezna hefke. Then he says, all right, he answered the Yerusha. How do you answer the kasha? How is it mitami liyishtai? There's an issa deraisa, koin is not allowed to be mitami unless it's his wife, but it's only a make-believe wife midirabbanan. Kiddush ektan is only midirabbanan, it's not ben haTorah. So how is he allowed to be mitami? That's the next kasha that Rav Chisda is asking. The Gemara has here, four lines from the bottom. If the manchilim asam kol mashi yirtzu, period. Should be a period there. Then according to the umitami law, and the husband, if the wife dies by the kiddush ektana, the rabbanan, umitame lo. If the wife dies first, the husband is a kohen, is mitame. Rav Chisda, yes, for her hocha, the midaraisa, avia mitame lo. The din is that the father is mitame if a son or a daughter dies. Umidarabbanan mitame lebal. Over here, he's only married midarabbanan. And I heard they're not even married. So it's only midarabbanan that the husband is mitame. So how can it be? Don't you say yesh kach be'al chachamim lakadov ben atar b'kum liyaseh? And for the Gemara, no. The din is that she's a meis mitzvah. The wife is a meis mitzvah. And for the Gemara, she have you la meis mitzvah. For the Gemara, what kind of meis mitzvah? Meis mitzvah is, you go. The kohen is walking on a highway, he finds a dead Jewish body, and there's nobody around to bury. If he had a cell phone, he would stay nearby, call up the Chevek Kadisha, and wait till they come. We don't walk within Dalaramas of the Mesa. It's a din midrabanan. Dalaramas near the Mesa is metami midrabanan. So the coin will stand Dalaramas away and wait till the Chevek Kadisha should come and they'll bury. He has no cell phone. So a coin bumps into a Mesa. He stands on the highway half an hour. Nobody shows up. So the din is the coin is metami to the Mesa Mitzvah, even a coin gadol. Even a Nazar and a coin gadol who are not allowed to be metami to the seven relatives. But a Mesa Mitzvah is a bigger design on Mesa. So the Gemara says, but over here, the wife died. How is that a meis mitzvah? The wife dies in the hospital, in the city. So there are a lot of people around. That's not called a meis mitzvah. For Gemara, mi havi meis mitzvah? It's not true of a hatanya. Ezehu meis mitzvah, kol she'en lo kovrim. If there's no one there to bury the meis. If the kohen sees that there's a meis, kori, he screams out, is there anybody here who's not a kohen who can take care of the meis? So Kori, the kohen, screams out, v'acherim oyne meisa, people say, yeah, we'll come, we'll bury the meis. Ein ze meis mitzvah. There's not a meis mitzvah. Here also, why is the husband, the kohen, allowed to be mitamei to the wife, if the whole marriage is only midirabbanan? So it's not ishta min atar, it's only ishta midirabbanan. So Gemara said, no, the heter is because meis mitzvah. Gemara said, what kind of meis mitzvah? V'acherim oyne meisa, ein ze meis mitzvah. And for the Gemara, no, midirabbanan, they become... What's the reason why the kohen is even a kohen gadol? Why is he metame to meis mitzvah? Because of kavod rabbis, it'll be a big busha. They were married for a couple of years, and the husband doesn't show up to the funeral. So that'll be a bizoin a meis. So that's the same thing over here. The Gemara says, "Hachanami came to layarsi lo." Since they said midirabon, and the husband gets the yerusha, and the father's family doesn't get the yerusha, for the father's family, the husband's going to say, "Please take care of the kfuras ameis." They're going to say, what do you mean we should take care? You're yarshining all the money from your wife. You take care of the kfuras ameis. Whoever yarshins the nifter has the responsibility to take care of the kfura from the money that he got by Yerusha. So once they made a din midirabbanan, that's what it sounds like. That's the bottom place to discuss. Is this halt in all of Shas? That the one who yarshins the money is the one who's achroi on the kfura. So it's not 100% true. But over here, that's what the Gemara says. Over here, the whole idea of a meis mitzvah will be a bizayin ameis. The Gemara says, Chacham shemeis, hakol krevav. When the Talmud Chacham dies, the whole community are his relative. Gemara, hakol krevav, salka daitach. That's not true. He's not related to everybody. The Gemara says, no, hakol kikrevav. When the Nasi shemeis, when the chief rabbi dies, everybody has to be mitami to the Nasi, even the Kohanim. The Gemara says, when the chief rabbi dies, botla kuhuna, everybody has to be mitami. That's what the Rabbi Chaim Kohen was, the Talmud of the Rabbi Natam. So when the Rabbi Natam passed away, he had already moved away. He already moved to a different city. He said if he would have been there in the city at the Rabbi Natam's funeral, he would have been mitame to the Rabbi Natam, because that was his Rebbe. That was his Rebbe moving. And the Gemara says, Yom Shemesh Rebbe, but lo kuhuna. Everybody had him in mitame. So that's what the Gemara says in a smaller orphan over here. If the husband is not going to go to the funeral of his wife, it's true, they're only married midrabbana. But it'll be bizyanus, it'll be a busha. Kevin the lo yarsi lo, so the Gemara words it like this. Since midrabbana, the the girl's relatives don't get the Yerusha, only the husband gets it. So the girl's relatives are not going to want to take care of the Kvura. So the one who has to take care of the Kvura is the one who's Matame Lameis. The din is in the Ramor. In the Mechaber, there are two opinions. In Yerudea and the Ramor Paskin is like the following opinion. Let's say a relative died. Let's say the Kohen's father died. So the Kohen is permitted to be mitame to his father, l'tzorach ha'kfura. But let's say it's on Shabbos. We don't do a kfura on Shabbos even like day nochrim. On Yontav Rishon, you do kfura like day amim, like day nochrim. Yontav Sheni could even do a day Yisrael. But on Shabbos, you don't even do a kfura like day nochrim. So on Shabbos, the Ramah Paskins, the Mechaber, there are two opinions, the Ramah Paskins. On Shabbos, the Kohen is not allowed to be mitame to the Zaykroyb. He's only allowed to be metami derech kvura. If he's metapel and the kvura is ameis, it's his responsibility to be metapel and the kvura. So the tzorech is askas the kvura is ameis, then we say, let's say he's on his way to the funeral. So the kohen, the son, sits in the same hearse with the oren in the back because he's on his way to the kvura. So he's going to be mechaber the father. He's going to take care of the kvura. But if he's not the tzorech ha-kvura, not. So the Gemara puts the two together. We allow the husband to be metame lemeis because he's the one who's going to be mechuyev to take care of the kvura. Her family are not going to take care of the kvura because we took away the Yerusha from them. Minatara, they get the Yerusha. The Rabbanim, he said, the husband, the make-believe husband who is married with the Rabbanim to her, he gets the Yerusha. So since he gets the Yerusha, it's his responsibility to take care of the kvura. So there are kvura that you're allowed to be metame. The coin is allowed to be metami lemeisim if it's the zayin kroim, if it's a big bizayin meis. So we call it like a meis mitzvah. That's the gemara. Then the gemara asks, the brisa said three dinim. There's a big machlekes hatanoi. This case where the man is married to the girl only by the rabbanon. The girl was the yisayma, so the father cannot marry her off. Is beaten his atlish as it doesn't apply. Father's not alive, so the mother and the older brothers marry her off. It's only by the rabbanon. So there's a machlekes in the Mishnah. So the Tana Rav Lezer, the Gemara has a comment here. They quote Rav Lezer, and Rashi says this: Rav Lezer and Rav Kuf Chesam and Alf. So Rav Lezer says there in the Mishnah that yeah, they're married mid the Rabbanon. Kiddushik Tana is chal mid the Rabbanon. Ktani is Seima, but it doesn't have all these dinim. The husband does not yarshin when the wife dies, and the husband is a kohen is not mitamei lo. And she's ein achelus betruma. If she's not a bas kohen and the husband is a kohen, usually esh is kind of achelus betruma. But over here, she's only married mid the rabbanon, so we wouldn't permit her to eat truma. And we don't accept Rav Lezer's opinion on all three accounts. We say the husband does yarshin mid the rabbanon. They're married, so the husband habal yarsha sich. So the husband does yarshin, and if the husband is a kohen, he is metame lo. And if the husband is a kohen, she's not a kohen, and she is achelus betruma. Everything is muta. We don't pass them like our blazer. So the Gemara asked the Kasha, Achelas betruma, Achelas beginning betruma, how can it be? But they're only married mid the Rabbanim in HaTorah. The girl is not a Kohenis. And mid HaTorah, they're not married. It's only make-believe marriage mid the Rabbanim. So Rav Chisda is arguing again. The top line is Rav Chisda asking Rabba, don't you see Beferish? Yesh kach b'yach hachamim, lakadot ben HaTorah, bekum liyasei. They allow the Eishes Kohen to eat Truma, even though she's only married mid the Rabbanon. Min HaTorah, she's not an Eishes Kohen. She's not married. So don't you say, Yesh Kach Ve'al Chacham L'Kadom Min HaTorah. A non-Kohen, a Zar, is not allowed to eat Truma. It's an Einish Misa B'dei Shamayim. Zar Shachal Truma says, Mesa Bo Ki Yichalu, on last week's Sedra. Mesa Bo Ki Yichalu, on Parsha Samar. So how do we allow a Cheles Begin a bit Truma? The Eishes Kohen is only married mid the Rabbanon, is permitted to eat Truma. Rav Chisda asks, is not a right that I'm right? Eshkach lakar afilu b'kum yaseh. The Gemara says, no, truma b'zman is as older Rabbanu. The whole shayla with the Eshkach v'yachacham lakadovim min ha-Torah b'kum yaseh. Lakadovim with the Rabbanu, that's not a problem. Eshkach lakadovim with the Rabbanu b'kum yaseh, that's not a problem. But dovim in ha-Torah, that's the machlekes Rabbi and Rav Chisda. So nachamol. So when is there a machlekes manat? So whenever there's an issue of dini mamanis, that's not a kasha. How can the Chachamim change the din when a Torah to Nisal Lo Sigzal, they're allowing the person to steal? The answer is Hefke Bez Nefke, that's not a problem. And how can you allow someone to eat Truma there? Right? The answer is only, we're talking about Truma the Rabban. Truma the Zman is as old the Rabban for whatever reason. That's the question. Why does Truma Bezman is under the Rabbanan? After the Holocaust, the Dinei HaTorah don't apply anymore. Why is it only Rabbanan? After the Korban HaBayis, the Dinim don't apply. That's the question. Why is Truma Bezman is under the Rabbanan? It's either because Batla Kedusha Saharet, because the Kedusha Shnei was also Batla. That's what Rashi writes in it for a few places. That's not the generally accepted opinion. There's a Sefer HaTruma. There's a Sefer HaTruma by the Rabbeinu Baruch, Balatais, the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam. The Sefer HaTruma writes like that. He says, just like at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, Batla Kedusha Saharet, for 7 years in Galus Babel, there wasn't Kedusha Saharet. At the time of Churban Bayis Sheni, also Batla Kedusha Saharet. But that's not the generally accepted opinion. Ruba the Ruba of the Rishonim hold that there's a difference. Kedusha Rishonim was Batla. At the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, the whole Kedusha Saharet was bottled, but the Kedusha Shni was Kitcha Lasi Lava. It remained. So why should Truma Bezman is only Bima the Rabbanim? So that's what the Rambam says, not because Batla Kedusha Saharet. Truma Bezman is the Rabbanim, Afili Bimei Ezra, the Rambam writes. Why? Because there was no Bias Kulchem. There was no Bias Kulchem. You need, in order to be Chayv in Truma Manatari, you have to have Bias Kulchem. Yeah. Where do you get that you need Bias Kulchem? That's a problem with the Rambam. Bias Kulchem is a pasuk by Chala. The Gemara in Ksuba says that that's only by Chala, has no application at all. Chala is different. In the first 14 years, when Yeshua ben Nun crossed over the Yarden, so it took 7 Shevish HaKavshu, then another 7 years Shevish HaChilto. So the first 14 years, Chala was Noig Men HaTorah, and Truma Samaisa, Lekhtin Shikrepeya, and Shmita and Yovel didn't begin till the year 15. Because you need Yerusha b'yeshiva. Chala is different. So their chala is different, the chumr. But the Gemara says chala is also different, l'kula. That by chala it says you need, but by yacham al ha'aretz, you need bi'as kulchen. And the Gemara is befeirish that you don't need bi'as kulchen by trumas ha'maisa. So that Rambam is a problematic Rambam. He quoted the wrong pasuk. So some said that it seems that it's a misprint. But whatever, the Rambam made a slip. He quoted the wrong pasuk. He really meant to quote the other pasuk that you need. The pasuk that's on the Liberty Bell, how does it say? And I shall proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. That's in this week's Seder. That's in Parshas Behar. Krosam droba oritz l'chol yoshveho. It says you declare shnasa yovel, so yom kippah shal yovel, the eved ivri goes free. All avarim go free. Krosam droba oritz, I shall proclaim liberty throughout the land. Who's the liberty for the eved ivri? Eved kleini doesn't go free. But Yom Kippur Shal Yovel, David Ivri goes free. Amar Via goes free. L'chol Yoshveha. What do you mean to all its inhabitants? What does that mean? So the Gemara says, this man should call Yoshveha Aleha. The laws of Yovel only apply when the majority of the world Jewish population is living in Eretz Yisrael. This man should call Yoshveha Aleha. So the Gemara has a machloikas. The Gemara alludes to a machloikas. The Gemara never quotes the whole story. So Rashi fills you in. The Sifra, in the beginning of Parshas Bar, this week's Seder, the Sifra has a machlokes between Rebbe and Achachamim. That requirement, Bizman should call Yeshveh Aleha, does that only apply to Yovel, or does it apply also to Shemitah? Because it says every 7th year you declare Shemitah, and after 49 years, after 7 Shemitahs, the 50th year should be declared as Yovel. So it says you only declare Yovel, Bizman should call Yeshveh Aleha. So what about Shemitah?
By Shvatim also. It happens to be not only
you have to know who belongs to which shevet, and every shevet should be living in the right place in Eretz Yisrael. Yeah, we're nowhere near that. But even if the
close to the majority living in Eretz Yisrael, yeah. But we're nowhere near that.
We're close. They say we're close to having the majority of our Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, but we're nowhere close to having everybody know what shevet they belong to, and every shevet living in its own separate area. Everybody's intermingled today, so we're nowhere. In the newspapers, they keep on writing, oh, Shemitah's soon going to be there, right, sir? Because it's soon going to be called Yoshveh Aleha. Even if you have rove of the world Jewish population living in Eretz Yisrael, the Gemara says in Erechin, you have to know who belongs to what Shevet. Nobody knows who belongs to what Shevet. And each Shevet should be living in a different location, the way it's supposed to be, where the original plan was, yeah. So the Gemara alludes to this, Machlokes HaTanaim, it's the Sifra, the beginning of Bahar. And the Gemara says, we paskin like Rebbe, that Shemitah is only deraisa if it can lead up to Yovel. If you know in advance, Shemitah will not lead up to Yovel because you lack Kol Yisrael, so the whole observance of Shemitah is only midirabban. So that's what the latest Sfarim write. The Rambam probably, Either the Sofer made a mistake or the Rama made a slip. He quoted the Pasuk. He quoted the Pasuk of Bias Kulchem. Bias Kulchem is not correct. Bias Kulchem is a Pasuk by Chala. And the Gemara says, the Feresh, it doesn't apply to Trumas and Maisa. So what he probably meant to quote was the Pasuk of Kol Yashveho Leho, on the assumption that's how we assume La Locha, like Rebbe. The Gemara in the first half of Moed Katan says we assume like Rebbe, that Shemitah is only the Raisa if it looks like it's going to lead up to Yovel. If you know that you don't have Kol Yashveho Leho, so then the observance of the Shemitah today is only Midirabbanan. So once you say the observance of the Shemitah is only Midirabbanan, then Rab Chaim says, Memela, the Trumas and Maisis is only the Rabban. Because Trumas and Maisis, you have to, is a function of what year of the Shemitah cycle is it. If it's the first 2 years, then you mafresh Truma, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni. If it's the third year, you mafresh Maisa Rani, and so on. Seventh year, you're not mafresh anything. Everything is Hefka. And the first 2 years, you do the exact same hafrash, Truma, Gedola, Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, but you can't be mafresh Mishon al Chavato. You have to know what year does it belong to. Is it Tran Mishon or Shana Shnia? Because the Tosek reads, Aset Tasek called to us, Arecha Yetzah Sadeh, Shana, Shana. Every year you have to be mafresh on that year. So what year is it? So that's a function of which year of Shemitah cycle is it. So if there's no Yovel Bezmanazek, because you don't have Kol Yashveh Leho, and we assume Shemitah is a function of Yovel, if the counting of the Shemitah is not going to lead up to the Yovel, so the whole Shemitah is only Midirabbanan. So the whole Shemitah is only Midirabbanan. So the whole Trumas and Maisis is only Midirabbanan. So that's what the Rambam wrote. The Rambam writes that Truma Bezmanazek, the Rabbanan, doesn't mean Bezmanazek after the Churban Abayis, or after the Golis. No. Truma Bezmanazek, the Rabbanan, Afili B'mei Ezra is only the Rabbanan. Because you were lacking Kol Yashveh Olam. Then the Gemara is going to have a little bit of a discussion over here. The Gemara is going to have a little bit of a discussion of the nature of the din. We mentioned it already. If the father is not alive anymore, the father is not alive, so the girls are Yisayma, so there's not going to be Kiddush in their eyes. There's no father to be Mekadosh and Menater. So the Rabbanan made a takana, the mother of the older brothers can marry her Ruf. But that whole marriage is only Midi Rabbanan, so it can be broken up either by a husband giving a get, or by miyun. She can go to a bezin and say, I'm not happily married, and the bezin will annul the marriage. You can be oika, the whole marriage meikorai, you annul it, and she's muteris lekoyim. She's not considered a grusha. And she's allowed to marry the brother of the husband. There's no issa of marrying Eishin Sach. She was never married. We consider she was never married to the first husband. So miyun, they all agree, this kedusha ketana, she needs miyun. But the question is, how far do you go? You say, and the husband is metamilo, and the husband yarshins, and the husband, and she can eat truma also, or not. So that's a machlekes hatanaim. How far did they make the takana de rabban? So we pass on halacha like this shita. They made it all the way. The husband is metamilo, because we treat her like a makes mitzvah, and the husband does yarshin, because hefke bezn hefke, that's not a problem. And she's ochelus betruma, because it's truma de rabban. And the other tana blazer holds no, they never made the takana so far. The only thing, she's married only been a get to one thing, she needs a get or she needs miyun. That's all. But when they get to all the other dinim of marriage, that the yosha, the tamila, the hafin, the dera, and everything else, are not considered married. Okay. So we'll stop over here. We paskal aloha against Rav Chizda. We don't, we paskal like Rabbi. The Haftorah Bahar is a very fascinating Haftorah. The Navi Yirmiyah tells the story. He had a cousin who lived in the city Anasos, and it was towards the end of the Bais Rishon period, and the Babylonian armies had already surrounded Eretz Israel, and all the value of the real estate went down because they knew that they were going to kill a lot of people. They're going to send everybody into Golas. Everybody's going to lose their real estate. They're going to be chased out from the country. And his cousin, the Rabban Shalom, tells Yirmiyah Novi and Nevu, your cousin is going to come to you and ask you to buy his field in Anasos, which doesn't make any sense. Field is worthless. When the cousin comes, you pay him the full amount. So Yirmiyah Novi doesn't ask any kashas, and he buys the field. And then after the cousin leaves, so Yirmiyah Novi davens to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, where is Tahar. So Yirmiyahu HaNavi starts davening. He says, Ribbono Shel Olam, I did what you told me to do, but it absolutely doesn't make any sense. Gadol ho'etzav, rav ho'aliliyah, she'enechet pekuchas, v'kol darkim in the yodim, v'las v'zirish kederach, v'chim alolim. You know everything that's happening in the world. You're in control of everything. You took us out of Mitzrayim, and you brought us to Eretz Yisrael. He says, and the enemy, the Babylonian armies, are surrounding Eretz Yisrael, and the real estate is worthless. So what did you, why in the world did you tell me to buy this real estate investment? V'atorat amarta elai, k'nei luch ha'sada v'akesav, v'hoyed edim. He tells them, make sure you have a shtar, and there should be signatures. When the satan bechlecheres on man yam the yamim ram put the shtaris away, what kind of man yam the yamim rabbin? The whole country is going to be lost to the Babylonian armies. So the haftar ends off. Hakadosh Baruch Hu vahid v'Hashem lo yam yod emar hinei nerach Hashem lakei kol basa hamimeni yipolei kol davar. I know what I'm doing, but the pasuk continues to explain. I know what I'm doing. You people are going to be sent into Golus. The land will be taken away. But this should be a simon lebneichem that you're not going to be in Golus forever. You're only going to be in Golus for 70 years. You're going to come back. So make sure that the shtar is still kayam in another 70 years. And this, the whole purpose of the buying of the field with the shtar and putting away b'chicheres, man yam le'amram, is a simon to klal Yisrael. They shouldn't be in a state of use. They should all know they're coming back in 70 years. And they did. They came back. This Golus Babel was only 7 years, and they came back. So that was the whole purpose of buying the field. So it's interesting, Rav Soloveitchik pointed out two things. He said, first of all, the Navi Yirmiyahu does what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do, even though it absolutely doesn't make any sense at all. And after he does it, then he prays to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He explained to me, it doesn't make any sense. So he said, the Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, this we found by Avraham Avinu, by the Akedah. So it didn't make any sense. Yitzchak is going to be the one who's going to carry over the traditions that you have. And then he tells him to shet Yitzchak. So what's going to be? Yitzchak wasn't married yet. He doesn't have any children yet. So how can I kill Yitzchak? It didn't make any sense. He didn't ask any kashas. He went and he did what the Ribbono Shel Olam is about to do, the Akedah. Then the last minute, the Ribbono Shel Olam tells him, stop. You shouldn't do it. So after he listens to Ribbono Shel Olam, then he asks the Kasha. Rashi quotes from the Medrash, after the whole Nevuah, after he does the Tzivei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing made any sense. So Avraham Avinu asked the Ribbono Shel Olam, like, hear me another. I did what you told me to do, but nothing makes any sense. First he told me, V'yitzol Kor Chazer, then he told me, Haleh Sham Le'od, then he told me, don't. So the second Tzivei contradicts the first, and the third contradicts the second. So Ribbono Shel Olam explains to them, nothing contradicted anything, and he explains to them the whole story. So the same over here. The Nevi'im, if you know what the din is, you're supposed to observe the din. If you know B'nevuah, let's say a rabbi tells you what the din is, supposed to observe the din. Oh, you think it doesn't make any sense? So you can ask the Ribbono Shel Olam that he should make sense out of it. You have to do the din, even if you think that it doesn't make any sense. And then the pasuk says that he wrote two shtoris. Yirmiyahu HaNavi wrote two shtoris. He wrote a Sefer HaGoli and a Sefer HaChosum. The Sefer HaGoli is what the Mishnah calls a get poshut. The whole shtar, the get is a shtar. The whole shtar is written on one side of the page, and you have the two signatures on the bottom. Then a get mekusher means you write a little bit, two or three lines, then you fold it over and you sew it up, and the first eight signs on the back, where the stitching is. Then you write another two or three lines, you fold it over, you stitch it up, the second eight signs on the back, on the other side. When you have a Sefer HaChosum, you have a Get Mekusher, you don't know what it says. The whole thing is hidden. You have to rip it open. And Mishnah says, on a Get Mekusher, you have to have a minimum of three Edim, a Get Poshet. The Poshet is, Hazchum shall be Shnei Edim, al be Shlosh Edim, Yochum Adover. So why does it say Shnei Edim, or Shlosh Edim? So the Gemara says, maybe that's a remes. It's not the real Pshat, this only a Dim at the Rabbanon, but it's a remes and Asmachta for this Din, that a Get Poshet, all you need are two witnesses. You get the kusher, it's folded up, and they sign on the back. You have to have a minimum of three edim. So the Gemara says that's not the troop shot, but that's an asmachta for that. So why does he write two different shtoris? A sefer poshut, he writes a get poshut and a get the kusher. What's the idea? So I'll let you explain that in life there are a lot of things that are obvious, like a get poshut. It's easy. You just read, but it's everything is open. And then a lot of things are hidden. We don't understand. So the Baruch Hashem tells him, make two different stories that you should realize that there are things in life that are hidden. And that's why he doesn't understand. It doesn't make sense. Why should I buy the field? The Baruch Hashem says, I mean, many ipalei kol davar. I know what I'm telling you. This is a simul banach. It's a simul for the Bnei Yisrael. There shouldn't be in his yayish. So Rav Soloveitchik used to talk about that a lot. He used to give his drasha, then Parshas Korach. Why was Korach? Parsha Shlach ends off with the din of tzitzis, that you have to have trailers, and then Korach begins right after. So Rashi quotes a famous medrash. Rashi made it famous that Korach came with a shaylit to Moshe Rabbeinu. If you have a beggar, should pull the trailers, they still have to put in trailers in the court. Moshe Rabbeinu says yes. So Korach would left at him. That's ridiculous. What do you need? The whole thing is all trailers. The whole beggar is mentioned. Why do you need another string of trailers in the corner? So what did Korach have against trailers? What? He didn't want to be mekayem. What's so bad about the mitzvah of trailers? Now, for Soloveitchik explained that Lavan represents those things in life that we do understand. Like the pasuk says, "For hasimla le'eni haskenim," when the husband accuses his wife of having been mezana during erusin, that the parsha Motzi Shemra says in Chumash, "For hasimla le'eni haskenim." So the Gemara says, "What do you mean for hasimla? There should be dvar mechuvarim kesimla." In the days of Tanakh, most of the dresses used to be white. It was a white. Mechuva means white. Dvar mechuvarim kesimla. So, or the Rabbi a lot of times argues with the Rambam. So the Rambam writes it in. The Rabbi says, lo mechuvar. It's not white. It means it doesn't make any sense. Something that's white is something that we understand. It's klor. We understand it. And then the trelis is daimele kisya kavod. We can't fathom that. We don't know what the kisya kavod is all about. So in life, there are things that are love and there are things that are trelis. So everybody has to have a Rebbe. We don't know everything, so we have to have a Rebbe. And he used to always say, and even if your Rebbe is no longer alive, you have to think in your mind, what would my Rebbe have said in this case? Shouldn't think on your own. Think, what do I think my Rebbe would have paskened in this case? So Korach didn't want that. He didn't want to have a Rebbe. He said, everybody stood at Harsin. Everybody can pasken on their own. We don't need a Rebbe. So that's what he had against the trelis. The trelis to him represented that part of life that you don't know what the answers are. Trelis daim elikis Yaakov, we don't know. We can't fathom what that is. So he said that's what the two shtoros are all about in the Haftorah. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Yirmiyahu HaNavi should write two shtoros because not everything in life is like a get poshut. A lot of things are like mekusha, a sefer chosim, and a lot of life is hidden in secret. We don't know what it is. Yeah. Oh, beautiful. What's his son-in-law's name? Shlomi Meisher.